He was a dreamer. This man the church puts before us just days before we gather to celebrate the birth of a child called Emmanuel. A man of few words. In fact, he's a man of no words. The Gospels never record anything he ever said. But the Gospels are rich with the record of what he does. The Joseph that Matthew gives us is a just and righteous man in love. He is a man of faith, strong enough to believe that God might do something he never imagined. In the Joseph of Matthew's gospel, we see a man who's faced with a dilemma. When the demand of justice gets at odds with the demand for mercy, does he assert the justice of his rights and dismiss her? Or does he show mercy and take Mary into his home? The Jewish Christian community for which Matthew prepares his gospel would have made an immediate connection with an earlier Joseph, the son of Jacob, who saved his family from famine in Egypt because of dreams. Both Josephs would meet their God in dreams that revealed how to protect and how to save their families. In fulfilling the instructions of the angel, Joseph gives the child a name that's actually in those days quite common, a name that means God saves. In doing so, Joseph, however, claims that child as his own. By naming the child, it's his. With nothing to say, Joseph has plenty to do. From the few verses of scriptures that are devoted to him, we can glean some extraordinary wisdom from this fearless and courageous man. He was obedient because he listened. When the will of God was revealed, he took off for Egypt to escape Herod's murderous rampage. When the will of God was revealed to him again, he went back to a safer place, but in Galilee, far from his first home, settling in a place that's often ridiculed by others. That place is called Nazareth. No pride in this man. One thing mattered was his vocation to protect and provide. The limited knowledge that we have of Joseph leaves us to see someone who's selfless, whose only thought was protecting and providing for Mary and Jesus. His devotion to his family is all that matters. It comes before all else. This loving and faithful man leads by example. He teaches us the truth we all know. Actions speak louder than words. He works to provide, and in doing so, he sanctifies labor, and he gives the work of human hands a dignity that can make work a path to holiness when it's done for others. I believe in Joseph we find a real leader, but not the kind of leadership we often see today. Because he is just, he does the right thing. He is righteous because he's right with God. This man who leads his family is attentive to God, and the last we hear of him is a story of a faithful father leading his family to Jerusalem for prayer at the temple. And then he's gone. Nothing more is said about him. But this is just enough to lead us to Bethlehem next Sunday. Joseph can lead us there when we become ourselves just and righteous. When we learn from him the kind of obedience that means listening to God's word and God's will. He can lead us there when we practice the kind of selfless love that leaves us focused on this one he named Jesus. He can lead us there when our actions are more powerful than our words, and when we work more for others than for ourselves. So once more, Joseph will lead us to the holy place, where the word of God becomes the flesh of human life, where the one they called the carpenter's son, born in a wooden trough, will begin to work with wood that will become his cross, from which he will save his people. Brothers and sisters,